89.3 The Current. It's Thursday morning. Marianne Combs is here from Minnesota Public Radio News for the Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
All right. What is going on this weekend?
Well, this weekend I've got a few things that all look like cultural meetups, maybe not mashups, but meetups to
me.
So there are things that are where two cultures come together and interact in some way. So Birds of a Feather is a performance featuring two different groups, vocal groups, Prairie Fire Lady Choir, which a lot of people are familiar of in town, and also the Nightingale Trio.
Okay.
Prairie Fire Lady Choir, you know, they'll do pop and folk, and they have a wide repertoire of, but a lot of sort of familiar Americana music and such. And then there's Nightingale Trio, which does Slavic music, like those traditional folk songs that the women would sing and that would carry across to the next mountaintop, and people would sort of share news and stories that way.
Okay.
So, really beautiful Slavic music. So a nice meetup that the two of them are performing together in an evening. So it'll be eclectic, but really fun, beautiful vocal music.
Okay.
Next, Don Quixote, a performance. This is a one-night performance on Friday night. Don Quixote performed by a traditional classical Indian dance company. So it's Bharatanatyam dancers performing the tale, the Spanish classic tale of Don Quixote.
Okay, all right.
Who's, you know, the slightly crazy guy, you know, optimistic, tilting at windmills, that whole thing. So
now, is there a famous play of Don Quixote and then they're working off of that? Or are they just taking the book and turning it into...
They're taking the book and turning it into a combination of dance and poetry and music and theater all together using their particular cultural take on it. Really fun, fabulous stuff. So that's Friday night, and the performance takes place at the St. Paul Student Center Theater in St. Paul. Then, the third one, last but not least, it's the Hmong Lao or Lao Hmong Friendship Play. This is a play starring two best friends, Seymuk Devangse and Mei Li Yang, and they're both great local playwrights and actors. Seymukta is known for Kung Fu Zombies versus Cannibals.
Which I've heard of that.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, it's a great, fun show. And we're inspired by the fact that they're both, you know, one is Hmong, one is Lao. They're both from the country of Laos and who came to the U.S. as refugees. But they're Hmong and Lao people really don't talk and work with one another that often. So they're sort of crossing those cultural lines between themselves and at the same time sharing with audiences sort of what are the differences between the Hmong and the Lao, who, you know, that a lot of people might get confused with each other.
Yeah, I would find that very interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah. But at the same time, bringing their own really fun pop culture infused sense of humor and talking about hot Asian men and just like their whole aesthetic is really fun that they bring to it. So very smart, very funny women who are then also talking about these cultural differences.
All right. And where can we see that one?
That one is going to be at Intermedia Arts. And it runs this weekend. So great opportunity to see that show. And then, like I mentioned, the Birds of a Feather, the Prairie Fire Lady Choir, Nightingale Trio, that is Saturday as well at the Women's Club of Minneapolis. So yeah, got that.
Well, cultural meetups.
Yeah, exactly.
All over the place this weekend. And you can find more information. Everything that Marianne has talked about, we'll put up on our website at thecurrent.org. Just click on the Weekend Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs, Minnesota Public Radio News. She lets us know what's going on in the world of arts and culture for the weekend. Thank you, Marianne.
Always a pleasure.
89.3 The Current.